What's up, y'all? It is the last segment of the day. So this is the last shot, although I'm sure this topic ain't going anywhere fast, to get in your views about Mr. Luigi Mangiano. Would you have turned in your friend or family member? Do you think this guy's a modern-day Robin Hood, or is he a cold-blooded assassin, a guy that came from basically the highest level of privileges in this world, rich family, Ivy League education, had a job, Mr. Popular, got all the girls, was in a frat, huge network of friends and connections, political access. So why in the hell would we call that rich kid Robin Hood? He killed someone in cold blood. Or is our anger as Americans over this broken healthcare system feeling some sort of weird expression in what this guy did? And if we do find ourselves excusing him in some weird way, do we provide that same level of understanding to everyday people who do things that they never would have done otherwise because of similar financial extreme pressures, the failures of the system? Because I don't know that we do, y'all. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And to that point exactly, someone texting in from the 414 says this: I can't believe you all are justifying this. You people are real trash. A modern day Robin Hood? Are you out of your damn mind? Well, I invite you, caller, to call in and say it to me in your own words. Joe from Madison, it's your turn now. Do you turn in your best friend or your kid if they did this, or you thought they did?
It's very interesting. There were a large group of people who were very helpful to the FBI in locating some of the January 6 participants by analyzing computer images, and they really proved invaluable in terms of turning people in. They looked to these same people to help find this this person who killed a United Healthcare man, and people said uniformly, "No, thank you. I'm real busy. Gotta wash my hair. No time." I think the animosity that exists with good reason toward the insurance companies is the story here. And it's interesting, you were speaking of, this is not a man from poor circumstances. However, right. He is somebody that has something that I think a lot of people can understand, which is he did his first day surfing when he was in Hawaii, he was taking a break. And yes, he comes from great privilege, great wealth. He's also very smart, many degrees. But he took his first day surfing and he suffered a back injury. And this back injury was apparently so painful that he was unable to have sex. He could not be physically intimate with other people because he was just in such horrific pain. Pain changes things. It's being sick and being unable to get insurance. That's all awful and terrible. But pain is a whole nother realm, I think. And there's a reason why there's a huge opioid industry. At any rate, I don't know, what I would do in that circumstance. What I do know is that this particular incident has created, it's just like Yellowstone just blew up. I mean, I can't believe it. It's not only in the patient side, it's also on the doctor's side.
Yeah, it's, I know I have a number of friends who are doctors. They freaking hate insurance companies too. They are endlessly frustrated by it. They are endlessly frustrated by coverage denials when they know their patients need care. I had dinner with a bunch of my friends that work in healthcare when Anthem Blue Cross was still saying they're going to basically meter the amount of anesthesia you can get. And my doctor friend was like, "That's literally insane." Here's my question to all of you. I mean, fundamentally, at the end of the day, if this rich kid who had all of the resources in the world and could have bought any surgical procedure out of pocket, let's just say, if he was so desperate that he's killing somebody, he's assassinating someone, planning this out in detail, etching the shell casings, what the hell where does that leave the rest of us, these everyday people, me and you? That's what is so, like, the desperation here from someone with so much, with all of the levers of access and power and money. And this guy was driven to the point of no return, wrote a manifesto. My gosh, what are the rest of us expected to do? Andrew from Sun Prairie, do you turn in your son or your best friend?
Yes, yes. We've been told for all of our lives that murder is wrong. And this was murder. There's nothing you can say about that. Do insurance companies take advantage of people? Yes. We've been talking about insurance companies and changing the healthcare system for now going on 30 plus years, and we see no action. Our elected officials are still not taking action and helping the American people. So we're by the political system as well as these big corporations who are pumping money into the political system to screw us.
Well said, Andrew. Here's what I have to say about this, y'all. I would turn them in. And here's why. We are at such a dangerous point in our country. Do we slip into the abyss? We cannot allow vigilantism to take root. It was a crime, and he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And we must take a deep look into ourselves and demand more of our politicians and our healthcare system. Money isn't speech. Corporations aren't people. The billionaire cabinet has got to go. I want a fair middle wage. I want taxes that work for the middle class and a healthcare system that works for each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia up next with a little overtime.